Nets Jotsai blocks Representative Matt Gaetz for calling him Chinese communist, highlighting Kyrie Irving hypocrisy. By Warner Todd Houston on November 1, 2022. Jotsai, the dual Chinese-Canadian citizen and owner of the Brooklyn Nets, was apparently so unhappy that Representative Matt Gaetz pointed out the NBA owner's support for the genocidal Chinese regime that he blocked the Florida Republican on social media. Tsai has been attacking Nets star Kyrie Irving for posting a link last week to a movie based on a book that contains anti-Semitic disinformation. Irving later claimed he did not post the link to his past any anti-Jewish rhetoric and even deleted the tweet after the outcry. But Tsai was not satisfied. The billionaire born in Taiwan to ethnic Chinese parents took to his own Twitter account to blast Irving for posting the video. "I'm disappointed that Kyrie appears to support a film based on a book full of anti-Semitic disinformation," Tsai wrote. "I want to sit down and make sure he understands this is hurtful to all of us. And as a man of faith, it is wrong to promote hate based on race, ethnicity or religion. This is bigger than basketball," tweeted. But while criticism of Irving's tweets is warranted, Rep. Gaetz found Tsai's moralizing a bit rich since it was coming from a man who has refused to condemn China's genocide and mass enslavement of its Muslim minority people. Gaetz blasted Tsai, writing, "Chinese communist attacks American Muslim," in reference to Tsai's words about Irving. Gaetz also tweeted, laughing about how he found out that Tsai blocked him on Twitter. Breaking: Chinese communist owner of at Brooklyn Nets blocks congressman for pointing out his BS hypocrisy for condemning Kyrie Irving while supporting the enslavement of Muslims, Gaetz wrote. Of course, Gaetz is referring to the fact that China is one of the worst practitioners of slavery in the world with its genocidal treatment of its Muslim Uyghur minority. China reportedly has as many as 3 million non-Han ethnic people in over 1,000 concentration camps in its Xinjiang region. Meanwhile, Jotsai has refused to say a single word about the millions of Uyghurs who have lost their freedom and many of their lives to torture, deprivation, starvation, abuse, and outright murder. Tsai is in deep with the Red Chinese and is a party to millions of dollars in deals with the communist nation. Representative Matt Gaetz is right. Jotsai is happy to attack Kyrie Irving for perceived anti-Semitism. But this hypocrite has been woefully quiet on the real and ongoing genocidal actions of his Chinese business partners. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.